No, they don't. They sure don't.
Okay. It's on.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to call the meeting of the Craighead County Jonesboro Public Library Board to order. Our first item on the agenda is to review the minutes of May 13th, 2024. These have been sent out to you. Has everybody had a chance to look over them previously? If not, we can take a few minutes to do that. Okay. Motion's been made to approve the minutes.
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been approved and seconded. Any further discussion on the minutes? Okay, hearing none then. All in favor of approving the minutes of the May 13th board meeting, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, it's approved. Again, I think we have the same audience here that we had before, but he's still Jim Phillips, and we're still glad to have him here, for sure.
We just want to make you feel welcome.
That's right.
I appreciate it.
All right. Next item on the agenda is our treasurer's report.
Kaylee Lester is our treasurer. And what she does is examine our monthly bank statements, and then she signs off on them. She has looked at April, May, and June and has signed off with no questions, no discrepancies, anything. And she gives us a form that she signs saying that she has done so. So what I do every board meeting is just state that, and okay. Then we just approve the treasurer's report. Or actually, there's no
approval to it because it's going to be part of the financial report.
Yeah, there's no motion that needs, or no action needs to be taken. It's just a statement.
But Kaylee did her due diligence, and that's the board member check on the treasurer. Okay, so our quarterly financial report then, our business manager.
All right, this is through the second quarter, so halfway through the year. We have spent a total of just under 45% of the budget, so I think we're nicely on track there. I do want to point out on Line six, the estimated room fees. We estimated that we were going to collect $4,000 this year, and we have already collected just under that. So I'm excited that we'll surpass that. Wanted to point that out.
Yeah, that's great.
These are rooms. So, we're renting rooms now.
Yeah.
This room and our Civic League room, we rent them. Mm-hmm. Do we rent the study rooms? I don't think we do. Okay, just these two. But we needed some revenue, and so we just kind of estimated what we thought we would take in through the year, and we've already almost reached that at halfway
and that's
point.
That's open to who?
Basically any nonprofit. Mm-hmm. Can come in as long as they don't sell something, you know, here. And we rent the rooms, and I don't remember what the fees are.
$50 for 4 hours because I just rented it for a club meeting.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for your patronage. I rented it $50, and that's for the first 4 hours.
That's cheap.
Mm-hmm. That is cheap. So yeah. That means it's empty.
But it does help us some revenue. Yeah. So
we were doing it, you know, gratis, essentially. So.
That includes the setup and the takedown. So I will say this for my group that's coming in. That gives us time to come in, set it up, have our meeting, and take it down. All in that one period. So it works great.
Good. I'm glad.
But there really weren't any major surprises or anything this update either. So. You always ask me questions.
Go ahead, Jim.
There's a way, I'm sure, to track percentage utilization of those rooms.
I'm sure there is, yes, sir.
It'd be interesting to, you know, you could do a little quick study and see at the end of the year what the utilization of the rooms were, and then decide whether or not if they were utilized a huge amount that maybe we want to tweak the the cost a little bit.
Okay, that's a good point. Sure, okay, I'm
going to make that a you could bring for $50.
No, I know.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. We can discuss that.
Do you keep a kind of like an inventory on what days are most used and what days of the month? Are these regularly occurring type meetings?
There are a lot of them.
Uh-huh.
And there are a lot of people that come in and just
one time. Okay.
We could get Mac to do some kind of.
One of my assistants takes care of reserving the rooms and handling the scheduling for that. And we have it all saved in a Google Calendar, so I'm sure we could pull some information.
That would be great. Yeah.
Okay. We can have it something in December or January on that.
Yeah. It's a good perspective. I hadn't thought about that.
Another question. You said we have spent what percentage of our budget?
Line 55, 44.26%.
44.2%. And of what we've been able to collect as far as our taxes are concerned, what percentage of that? Do you know what the percent is?
So we have, through the end of June, we have collected $971 for to use for next year's budget. So I don't have a percentage on that because I'm not entirely sure what to expect yet because we're not close enough to the end of the year.
Okay. All right.
Sarah, I have a question about staff development. Mm-hmm. Again, we're over already. We're 6 months into the year.
Staff development.
It's line 25.
That was dues. That was the cost of the Arkansas Library Association conference. It was conference fees. That we went over.
Okay. So we just need to budget better next year.
That was my fault.
I mean, it's not a lot of money. Same for office supplies, we're making money on it. Is that the copier fee?
Yes.
Okay. I thought I remembered that from
last year. I have tried to spend, and I have spent quite a bit, actually, out of that budget. But people keep making copies and making faxes and losing their library cards and replacing them. And so, yes, I'm...
Okay, that's great.
Yes.
That'll offset my staff development.
So what are you charging for copies?
10 cents for black and white and 50 cents per color page. And it's $1 to fax per page.
The wheels are turning, I see that.
It's kind of the going rate. We polled some other libraries and talked to them. All libraries do that.
To me, that wouldn't be who I would poll. I would be polling the people like FedEx.
Kinko's.
Where you can go in this town to copy stuff.
Yeah.
And I'll bet if you do that, you'll find that the library is way cheaper. And I don't mind being cheaper at all because utilization is important.
It is. Earlier this year, or was it maybe halfway through last year, we did try to raise prices a little bit, and that did not go over well with staff or patrons. So we brought the black and white copies back down to 10 cents, and we left the color at 50. It used to be 30 cents, but it's 50 cents. So
I think it needs $200. Yes. Hmm. And I guess it's because they're so used to coming to the library that you would look at where it to be cheaper. Mm-hmm. But 10 cents. So probably what is it going at FedEx and Kinko's?
I don't know, but I do think we have a population we serve. Mm-hmm. Because we're funded with taxpayer money that they've already paid in some respects.
Mm-hmm. And that really
so used to. I mean, we don't want to lose money, but apparently we're doing okay.
We are doing very well this year. I did not expect this. But really, it's just to kind of reimburse us for the copy paper, the toner, stuff like that. And we charge $2 to replace your library card if you have lost it.
So do y'all make the copies, or it's a machine that they do?
It's a self-service
machine. Okay, self-service, okay.
But if for some reason it goes down, we can assist and help with that in other ways. Yeah, we have a two different public copiers in the building, one in the adult area and one in the children's department. So.
Okay, as we peruse down through there, is there any other thing that stands out to you, or that when you looked at it earlier?
Do you know what we're paying for insurance of the two vehicles that we're going to salvage?
I don't have that broken out number on the top of my head, but I'm happy to get it for you.
But I just wonder, I mean, that's going to be a plus for the income category for when we do salvage them. I just wondered, because it can't be cheap.
No.
They're not drivable, are they?
No, they are not. They are not drivable.
We'll cancel the insurance. I mean, do we have to? Are they licensed?
I'm not going to cancel the insurance until they're gone, because that's just a liability waiting to happen.
Absolutely.
Somebody could run into them and sue us because it jumped out and hit them. I mean, I'm trying to think. I keep the worst possible scenario in my head, but I'll get rid of them in a couple of months, and then within the next couple of months, and it'll be okay. But I cannot. I'm just worried to death if we didn't have insurance on them.
Yeah, the blue car was hit when they were plowing the streets a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So they have been banged up just from sitting there, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get a bunch of hail damage or something next year.
Something crazy, yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
We were kind of hoping maybe somebody would just total them. But
have an airdrop. Okay. Is there anything, any other thing that piques anybody's interest, or you have any other questions for Sarah? Okay. And, of course, she can handle any questions if you have them, you know, anytime, not just in the board meeting.
Absolutely.
If a question comes up, yeah, sure. Okay. Well, let's go ahead then. If there's no one else has any questions on that right now, let's go ahead and approve the quarterly financial report as it's been presented. Do I have a motion?
I move that we accept the quarterly financial report.
Okay, thank you. The motion's been made. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, then let's vote. All in favor of approval of the quarterly financial report, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Next item is the director's report.
Lots of pages for statistics since we're meeting quarterly now. Thank you again, Riley, for doing these beautiful graphs. The numbers are not hugely different from last year to this year. We keep library statistics like traffic, what's circulated, print, and what's circulated electronic. And our electronic circulation went down a little bit in April, in May, and June. And usually the electronic goes up and the print goes down, but it's just, I don't know. You just don't know why. But our print went way up in June, and we had almost 20,000 people here in June. The third page of all these statistics under June, our traffic in Jonesboro was almost 20,000 in June, which was up from 15,500 the year before.
It's 2024, so we're out.
Do what?
I think you're calling backwards, because we were 15,000.
Emma? Oh, I'm backwards? Okay. Okay, so just scratch everything I said. Just think about it in reverse.
And I was looking at it. I thought, no, our electronic was up.
Uh-huh. It sure felt like we had 20,000 in here in June.
We're going to continue to have an increase in our electronic as more and more people try it and find that they love it. And that's just been a trend ever since we started that, and it's
getting bigger
and bigger.
You're right. Electronic checkouts have grown and grown and grown. And we are part of a consortium, which is almost every library in the state. We all pool our money, and that way we can all pool our resources. So it's worked out really, really well for us. I also have new library cards. We did get a lot more library cards this year. We're trying to do as many programs as we've always done, but there's no way we can with the limited budget and the limited staff. But what our children's librarian and our teen librarian have done is that they've done a really good job in trying to keep the numbers up. Programming and the adult programming too has done well, but they've just dropped because of the budget and because of the lack of number of staff that are able to implement the programs. And they really did wear themselves out this summer, and I think I'm going to try to get them to just maybe not have even quite so many programs next summer, because they really, really did burn it at both ends. And the public loved it, and we had great attendance, adult attendance. We had 375 people in May come to adult programming, which I thought was really good. I mean, it's down from 2023, but that's because the number of programs was down too. But we still had the same amount of people coming to the programs. Any questions? We had visitors. And I've got the comparison of the counties. The visitors, of course, Jonesboro, and the children's department surpasses all of them. Lake City did really well in April, and then we had a changeover in management at Lake City, but we're down. We do have a new full-time, well-trained person working Lake City now, so the numbers should come back up. And the community is very happy with our new manager there. Caraway always does really good numbers in the summer. So, any questions about statistics? And if
I probably should have asked this at the other earlier board meeting, but what's our agreement happening with Brooklyn about expanding that library?
Well, they're trying to get all of the parks finished, and okay. Then they're going to start the expansion. Okay. Yeah, the mayor was sick for a while, and while he was out, they did nothing to anything. Okay. So they're very behind. But he's hoping that once fall starts that they might be able to have all of the parks finished and then they can start back on the expansion. Yeah. So that's our statistics. We don't really have to have any action on that. The next thing is our patron confidentiality policy. Anytime I present a policy to you all, I'll highlight in yellow the changes that I have thought we needed. The patron confidentiality policy, though, is the library has a responsibility to protect the private data of its patrons and allow them access to library resources and material in a secure manner. So that's why we have a patron confidentiality policy. We have had to add one thing on the second page of it to preserve patrons' in-person privacy. Occasionally we get calls wanting to know if someone's here. And so in order to address that and have something to back it up for the people on the phone, we added a little paragraph on there for staff members will not reveal a patron's presence in the library to anyone inquiring. Whether in person or by phone, except by law enforcement. And this includes patrons of all ages. We don't know who's calling, asking. So we just thought that little added measure would protect our patrons, and it would also protect our staff because they have a policy to back it up.
Looks good. The only thing I would add is the other policies that you shared with us had an adopted date, and that one's probably just got dropped off.
Yeah, I'll add the adopted dates on them. These are just rough drafts, but I'll add the adopted and the revised.
Is there a reason why that little brown
dot's
there?
I don't know how that little beige dot got.
All right.
Because that was added a long time ago.
Okay. All right.
So I'll move to.
I've got a question.
Okay.
Sure.
Question.
Where did this policy come from? Is this just being historic? And
we've had it for a long time. I believe it was written about 2015.
Okay.
by my predecessor.
Arkansas public laws annotated subchapter 7 goes through the confidentiality of patients' records and the things that are mandated by law.
Right.
And I just wonder if anybody has looked and see if this kind of parallels that particular law.
I have not.
I apologize. I'm an attorney, too.
Yeah, he's
an attorney. That's exactly why we
wanted you on the
board.
You just have no idea how happy we are that you yes. are. Because this is this is great. I mean, you're going to keep me on my toes.
It's probably just exactly within the boundaries. But I think before you adopt that policy, you might go to the state policy and just... Because that's the law, see if it's parallel.
Right. I know with Act 372, there is a new thing where parents can come and check and see what children have checked out. But and that's in here. That's in here. That's under the library may disclose confidential library, right above the yellow.
Right.
That was added after Act 372, and so all of that. Those two paragraphs above the yellow one are because of Arkansas Code 13-270-704. The rest of it...
It met the letter of the law previous to that, but again...
What's the code, the Arkansas Code for that one?
It's... you really want to hear this? How about I write it down for
just
you?
Just give me the code number. Just the...
It's Subtitle 3... Corporations and associations, and under that, it's Title 13, and then the general provisions are 13-2-101 to 13-2-105.
To 105, okay. All right. I've got the book, so I'll look through, and I'll, if you want, I will compare this and make sure that this is compliant exactly with this code, and then I'll include this code number in our policy.
Okay. And you double check, because you know some codes affect, because I didn't look at the code, I just was going to ask a question. That code may or may not be applicable to this particular confidentiality policy. So if it's not, call me back.
Okay, I will. I'll talk to you about it. So maybe we could hold off on this until next time?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. Let's do that.
We'll table it.
We'll take a pass on that. Thank you for bringing that. We want to make sure we get it exactly right. And we appreciate your expertise on this, too.
Yeah, and I like that you keep me on my toes like that.
Because
I don't always read code.
Right. If you'll read up on that and, you know, make sure that we're doing it, that'll be your homework.
So I'll work on it, and I'll have it ready the next meeting.
Okay, good.
But I may have to call you about it.
Yeah, please do.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Let's go on here.
So, code of conduct. And this one is not according to Arkansas code. This is just something that has been, this was adopted in 2015. I don't know if David did this with, or my predecessor did this with Arkansas code or not. I don't know. But it's mostly just just rules that
behavior
and expected behavior for those using the library. So I don't see that would be an Arkansas code. It wouldn't make sense to.
You know, my feeling about this library is an individual entity, and we can enact whatever code of conduct we feel is applicable based upon our region. If somebody has a problem with it, they can challenge that, and we can look at the code now.
Right.
At that particular time.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And I think that's how this has come about. There are a couple of changes on it. We felt like to give more backup for us if we need to speak to a patron about their behavior, we added the first two in yellow. Engage with library staff in a respectful and courteous manner. Treat other library users with respect and do not prevent library staff from doing their jobs. There have been some issues with these, so we just wanted to clarify it. And this protects our staff to have that on there. And then also on the next page, we felt a need to define indecent exposure. We felt it necessary to define it just for our protection. And we did not get into specifics, just exposure by a person of their body in a manner contrary to local standards of appropriate behavior. And we have given security personnel and library staff members the power to talk to a patron if needed. But mostly it would be a department manager who would approach someone, or our library staff, our library security. So those are the only changes to the code of conduct.
So I'm sure this is added because it is happening.
Yes.
Is this adults or kids?
Adults.
Adults.
Okay.
Yeah. Just a few issues. It's hot. People don't want to wear clothes. And they need to.
Well, also the respect. If you go now to the hospital, or the quick medi center or anything like that, they have a poster up that it's a felony now if you're messing around with a medical person to the point where it gets ugly. It's a felony. So that tells you that there are people out there who will do that and have done that. So I think for protection of our employees, we need to have their in writing the opportunity. We could show them that if they are acting in an inappropriate manner, not only for the library staff, but for the other people who are here. Yeah. We have the right to have our security people get involved.
So based on Jim's comment before on that number 3, on that second section about serious infractions, we probably just need to verify that's correct code number.
Mm-hmm.
On which one?
Number 3 over here, the firearm code.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
While we're doing the edits, let's just do the clean thing. Sure.
Verify. Okay, can do that. Okay, be glad to.
Okay, we want to hold off on that till we check it, or do we want to go ahead and approve it and...
I think we can approve this one. If that's different, I can let you know.
Okay.
But it really doesn't affect the wording.
No, just change the number if it needs to it.
Okay. Yeah, I can do
that. All right, is there any other discussion on the code of conduct?
I hate to do this, but if you're going to pass the code, pass the thing, it needs to be what it's going to be.
Okay.
What it's going to be.
Yes, lawyer.
Without going back and tweaking.
Okay.
That's just a bad precedent.
Okay. I can table it till then.
Okay.
Yeah, there's nothing about these that are imminent for now.
No, exactly. Yeah. Okay.
But are we just looking at the code for number 3 for the firearm?
Uh-huh.
Is it only?
Yeah.
It's the only place for code reference.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'll verify.
I'm just saying it because Jim's right. Why wouldn't we check it before we...
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Okay, library board policy meeting, policy.
Just a few updates. A
couple of changes here.
Also, but before I get to the ones in yellow, under the second paragraph, second to the last line, the board elects it should be chairman and vice chairman instead of president and vice president.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Beth. That is the same wording as is in our bylaws. That had just slipped through the cracks for a while. And then also, what's highlighted in yellow, it's just that we'll meet approximately 4 times a year instead of 8. And in the event of a special or emergency meeting, the library's public relations manager will be the one to announce it, not the board chairperson. She has access to all the social media. And then on the next page, just the word chairperson needed to be added because it was just left out. It was just the board will determine. And that is actually the duty of the chairperson.
Okay.
But it was left out for some reason. So there's not much on that one.
But again, to Jim's point... They changed some of the Arkansas Freedom of Information Act, didn't they? Does it apply to, Jim, when they changed code, did they change the section numbers?
No, they just added.
They just add to them?
Yeah, that's what it makes it hard, because it just gets stacked on top of each other.
Okay, so maybe my note before didn't apply, because it
could be possible.
Yeah, I was just going to Google what is the code section for FOI. I just know they changed it.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't take it off, they just add to what is already there.
Mm-hmm.
You see the Medicare rules and regulations.
Okay.
Everyone that started in 1964 is still on the books, and they just added.
Just added.
And they didn't, they never said, well, we're going to,
get rid of one.
Get rid of one.
No.
And replace it by this.
It's
all.
So they don't change the number, they just add to it.
Mm-hmm.
So you could be in violation of federal law of 1966 and never know it.
Okay.
Wow. Let me see if I can get it to come up.
So we can pass this, or I can look that number up and we can.
I think this is fine.
Okay.
Yeah, because all we're doing, this is not that specific. We know that it has to be open to the public, so.
It'll be 519-106 ABC or D.
No matter what it is.
Still going to cover it.
Yeah. Okay, so we can take action on this one.
Yeah.
Take care of it. Any other questions or discussions on that one? Okay. Then do I hear a motion that we accept this particular policy? Change.
Edited.
Mm-hmm.
So moved.
Okay. Motion's been made. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, then that policy is
okay.
There.
Hey, we got one done.
33% is not
bad. No, that's not bad. I'll take it. The next one, I don't have any paperwork for you. HVAC expenses, it's number E. We have had a lot of trouble with our air conditioning, and we have had to replace some compressors. So we have spent about $8,000 so far, and we're anticipating probably spending another maybe $8,000 before we can get through the summer, before we can get the engineer to draw up the right kind of paperwork for us to send out bids for the big system, because we have so many systems. And I do not have a degree in building in engineering and architecture, so that's about as specific as I can get with it. But what I need is I'm requesting a pull from our special projects, which is our surplus, for up to $15,000. To get us through the summer. This is just money that we don't really have in the budget. And I know we have talked about pulling from special projects when needed, and we haven't had to do much of that.
So the $8,000 you've already spent has been spent out of.
Well, we've spent it out of our budget.
Okay,
but we need to
backfill.
Yeah, but it's gonna kind of put us in a bind if we don't get it, if we don't get a reimbursement from special projects.
Would it fall under that building maintenance line?
It will, yeah. We don't have all the bills in, and this was as of June, and this is August, so we don't have a number yet, but I know we have spent about $8,000.
Okay.
And we would just like for you guys to okay $15,000 as a pull from special project if we need it, up to $15,000.
Up to, if needed.
Yeah.
Okay, and what
yeah.
line item is that going into?
Well, it'll go into building maintenance. We will add some money to building maintenance.
42? Okay, got it.
There's nothing on there yet because this is just up to June, and we haven't gotten all the bills in.
Okay.
But then when I get all the paperwork from the engineer and the architect so that we can send bids out, I will, keep you up to date on all that. But we've just got to get through this summer. It's really been hot. But it's gotten a little better with these new compressors. It's fun. Building maintenance is fun.
And the part that's having a hard time cooling is the oldest and, the main part of the library, isn't it?
Yeah. The adult services, some of them have had to move out. It's so hot. They've had to move to other areas of the library.
Okay, anybody else have any questions or comments on that?
And so right now you're just replacing the compressors, but he's gonna have to redraw up the engineering part.
For the main part. The three compressors have completely corrected the problem with those units now. And that was something, you know, you have to bid that out normally, but in a special circumstances, you don't have to. And that's what we've had to do. But we will have to, and it was only $8,000, but we will have to bid out the big unit. And I don't know what that's going to cost. So, but that will happen over the winter time, fall and winter. So by next summer, we will have comfortable, yeah.
I understand I have the same problem at my home, and I understand from my contractor that there's going to be a difference in federal law in the fall about what kind of cooling agent.
Oh, yeah, the Freon, yeah. Yeah.
So it'd be good to wait till next year because then it would be in compliance with federal law.
Yeah, the new compressors take the new Freon, the ones that we've had put in, so we don't have to worry about that. But, yeah, they're
it's going to be more expensive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
And a little known fact is the Freon that we use today, or the coolant, is not flammable. The new coolants are flammable.
Oh, that's good.
So
we only have a million books in here. That's great.
So there's probably going to be some rule and regulation federally that something has to be done to make sure that the building doesn't burn down.
Yeah.
So it'll be an extra, whether it'll be a
can't wait, Sarah.
A halon system in the units.
Yeah.
Something to put the fire out before it can spread. Yeah.
This has been patched, rebuilt, patched, added on since 1967, I believe. So,
well, over the 20 years or so I've been on the board, as we've added on, you know, we had to heat and cool the new part. So if you go up on the roof, I mean, it's just it's just a hodgepodge of things that were done to cool down each individual unit. So it's certainly time to address the oldest part of the building. On getting this done, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, we're on it. How's the roof holding it that we put on last?
The roof is great. Let it rain. It's great. Roof
that
is great.
That was a major expense last year.
Yeah, I got a new roof last year.
There's just something about, like Mike says, flat roof and rain don't go together.
No.
Should never be in the same sentence, flat roof and water.
That's right.
Okay, so we're looking to entertain a motion that we move $15,000.
Move up to.
Up to $15,000 out of
special projects
money and add it to line 42, building maintenance. Is that correct? Everybody in agreement on that, okay? So that's the motion that needs to be made. Now I need somebody to make it. Motion's been made and seconded.
All right.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, then that's done.
Thank you.
We're good.
Thank you. The next thing in the packet is just Jonesboro Sun mentions. Allie Tran in our adult services pulls this together for us every month. Or every 3 months now, so we can just see what's been going on in the library. There's a very good picture of Mike and Janice right there.
From Janice's.
Seen that in the paper.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good picture. So that's just so you guys know what is going on. Instead of me giving you a long list of programming, you can see everything in the paper. And Saturdays are a really good day that we have a lot of information in the paper about our activities. So that's
good. And this information, I guess, is kept in like a historical document.
Yeah,
that's good. So it can be referred back to then
right.
on occasions if necessary. Super. Okay. Old business. Picnic tables.
Yes, the picnic tables. You all authorized me to spend up to $10,000 to add picnic tables to the new Freedom Circle and to add gravel. And we spent $3,300 on picnic tables and 81 on gravel, so it came in at 6,881. So we stayed under budget on that, and it looks great, and people are really enjoying it. We see people out there eating all the time. Hopefully, when we get a coffee shop in a year or so, then we can that'll make that area even more
popular.
My wife
asked me about that every month. When are they going to have the coffee shop?
After we get the air conditioner paid for. That comes first. But I wanted to just let you guys know what we spent on that.
Yeah, so. Picnic tables look good out there.
Yeah, they do.
The whole Freedom Circle looks
good. It does.
It looks very nice.
The brickwork, they did a really good job.
Sure
and
did.
They sealed it so there won't be any more of that lime leaking. So very nice. We're very pleased.
And we have the electrical outlets in place now where you don't have to have the cords coming all the way out of the library to do whatever, all that. Yeah,
mm-hmm. That was a very, very good improvement.
Very good improvement. Very good. Okay, the next item of business then is to appoint a finance committee for the 2025 budget. And as chairman, in addition to myself, I'd like to have, Michael as the vice chairman and Beth, if you would be willing to serve on that particular committee, the finance committee. Okay. We don't have to approve that, do we?
No. We'll get back to you. We'll meet at, close to our December 16th meeting when we have more numbers in, so we can approve a budget. And usually we still don't know until the end, until January all the numbers in, so we sometimes have to do an amended budget, but we will go ahead and get a budget that we can pass for December 16th. With that, so and we'll get back to you on a meeting, but it will be the first part of December.
Okay, then our November board meeting is we're going to reschedule that. We'll take a motion on to reschedule that at the same time as the Poinsett County one. That would be December the 16th at 5:30 p.m. We'll be meeting on that one, subject to your. Do we need to approve that? I guess we do, don't we?
Yes.
Okay. So is there someone who make a motion that we reschedule our November meeting to December the 16th at 5:30?
I'm moved.
Okay. Motion's been made. Is there a second?
I second.
Motion's been made and second. Any further discussion about that? Okay. Those two meetings will be held on the same day then. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, that motion carries. Okay, last item is public comments. Is there anyone who wants to address any issue that was covered in this particular board meeting? Hearing none then, no public comments this time. Is there a motion? Can I hear a motion that we adjourn?
So moved.
Motion's been made. Is there a second?
I second it.
Motion's been made and second to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. We are adjourned at 6:16, I think.
Yeah. Thank you all for everything.
Yes.
Jim, thank you. I'm so glad you're here.
Yes, thank you so much.
And I'm so glad you're an attorney. Yes. This is so great. And we had no idea, you know, until you told us that day.
For sure.
And he
could. You want the story behind it?
Yeah. You told us. Yeah. Tell them. Because it's really good. This is a good story.
Tell the rest of the board the story.
My wife is an attorney. And she passed the bar. She went to the University of Alabama. She passed the bar. And I can't remember whatever year it was.
I'm going to make sure that
law school.